Hi, guys. We have another very special BKFK listener who just turned 11.
Happy birthday. Here's a happy birthday to you.
It's Ruby Reynolds from Prineville, USA. Happy birthday, Ruby. We hope it was an amazing day. And thank you and all our other patrons for all your support.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello, BKFK listeners. In today's episode, we are joined by some wonderful new voices. Guys, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Aurelia, and I am 12 years old. I live in Dubai, but I'm from Italy and England, half and half.
My name is Eddie, and I'm from Durham. I live in Carolina, and I love football.
Hi, my name is Ari from Spokane, Washington. I like video games and dogs, and I'm 7 years old.
My name's Leon, 5 years old. I live in Vegas, Colorado, and I really like dinosaurs and space.
Hello, my name's Giacomo, and I am 10 years old. I am from Italy and England, half and half, but I live in Dubai.
It's so good to have you guys on the team. All right, let's get on with the story.
Hidden treasure. Many years ago, in a faraway land, near a small village, there lived an old man. He had 4 sons. The old man had always worked very hard on his farm, and he had always managed to feed his family and keep them warm and comfortable. His sons grew up to be healthy and strong. However, they were not hardworking at all.
Work in the filthy soil?
One complained.
How awful.
Yuck,
said another son.
I can think of nothing worse.
Yes, brothers,
said the third.
It would make far more sense to just have loads and loads of money and then to spend it.
The fourth brother laughed and said,
exactly what we need to worry about. Luck will certainly come our way. Until that happens, I'm going to lie under the old oak tree for a nap.
Me too,
said the others. And soon enough, they all fell asleep on a hot sunny day while their father went about his work on the farm.
He
groaned.
My poor lazy boys. No matter how I try, I just can't change their ways. I worry so much for their future. How will they survive when I am not here?
As the years went by, he did his best to encourage them to work, but nothing helped. They just lazily laughed and slept and snored. Years went by without change. The farmer grew older and wiser. Soon came the time when he knew he would soon die. He had a happy life and was not afraid, but he had one more trick up his sleeve.
Children!
He called out from his bed.
Children! My time in this world is almost over. I have nothing left to leave you but this farm.
He wheezed as he waved his arm from left to right.
But there is one important thing I need to tell you.
What is it?
Asked the sons.
On this farm, there's a hidden treasure.
A what?
A hidden treasure.
Trifle? Trees? A train track? Trumpet? A trophy?
What is it, Father? What?
Treasure!
Gasped the farmer as he smiled and closed his eyes for the last time.
Treasure!
Get the spades!
One of them said, and they all charged off as fast as they could to the shed to fetch their digging tools. Soon they were in the field, digging here, there, and everywhere. Each brother wanted to be the first to find the treasure. They dug and they dug and they dug, until one of them dug into something hard. They all came running to see what it was. They cleared the soil away to reveal a rusty old wheelbarrow.
Keep digging!
They cried as they returned to their holes. By the end of the day, they were hot and sweaty, and their muscles were sore, and they had found no treasure. Nothing.
Oh, well, brothers,
said one brother,
let's just keep trying tomorrow.
So they fell asleep dreaming of the gold and jewels that must be hidden somewhere on their farm. The next morning, the youngest brother suggested that they work together. So they did. They started on the east side of the first field and slowly worked their way west. But even once the whole field was dug up, they found nothing. Days and weeks went, and they dug many more fields from top to bottom, but no treasure was to be found. Eventually, they completed the last field in the farm. Now all the fields were dug up. There was not the smallest gap that they'd missed. They threw down their spades, and the oldest brother cried,
"Oh, that worked for nothing!
Let's go to the old oak tree for a nap,"
said the youngest. A neighboring farmer was passing by, and when she heard the noise, she came to investigate.
"What's all the fuss about, boys?"
she asked. The young men told her their sorry story.
"Why don't you plant some seeds?"
said the kind neighbor.
She may have a point, you know.
Yes, I mean, we've already done all the work,"
said another.
"It wouldn't take very long."
So together they returned to the fields and planted the new seed. Soon the seeds grew. At first, they were just small green leaves above the ground, but it didn't take long until they grew into large, healthy crops. The brothers harvested the crops and loaded them up onto four sturdy wagons. Then they took them to the market. To their amazement, their crops were sold immediately, and the brothers returned home with their wagons empty, but their sacks full of coins. That evening, they sat around the table and counted the money.
96, 97, 98, 99, 100 silver coins!
The youngest said in amazement,
"So this was the treasure Father was talking about?"
The oldest brother said,
"Our father tricked us into digging the farm, which eventually led us to planting the seeds,
which we sold to get this,"
said the third, pointing to the pile of money. They realized that nothing in life came without a cost. Hard work was required to gain something. From then on, the four brothers overcame their laziness and together worked hard for their future.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.